Hello, this is Jay Flannoy, the Bee for Bee's World, powered by Hamden Field Pizza House. Today, Bucks game preview. I'm almost over my cold, but I'm still struggling a little, so I'll apologize for the voice in advance. Bucks travel Thursday Night Football to the city of brotherly love, which is not really much love when you consider how tough the Philly sports fans are, but I mean, it's something I'm used to. I grew up in Boston. When I wasn't living in Boston for most of my first 30 years, I was living in Michigan or New York. So I spent about 4 years total in New York, about 25 in Michigan, and about 20 in Massachusetts. So there you go. But very demanding, tough fans. I'll just go over the Eagles briefly. Incredibly young offensive skill group. Starting quarterback is last 20 second round pick, Jalen Hurts. Top three wide receivers. This is crazy. Jalen Reagor, first round pick 20. Quez Watkins, sixth round pick 20. But Rager's 18. Watkins is 6. Jalen Hurts is 1 if you're not paying attention. Devontae Smith, the Heisman Trophy winner last year, is their slot receiver and just an incredible player. First round pick 2021, number 6. Then they have two more draft picks from 19 that play. Okega Whiteside is number 19, which always means he's a great player. I'm kidding. Greg Ward, converted quarterback, is the fifth receiver, 84. Tight end, obviously they got Zach Ertz, who's a long-term veteran, really good premier player, but he's been kind of phased out, 86. Now he's the veteran guy, he's 2013, but passing game, wide receivers and the running back are all 19 draft picks or lower, and the only 19 guy is Miles Sanders. Kenneth Gainwell also plays. He's a rookie, fifth-round pick. So those are their top five, six ball handlers are all 2019, 2020, and last year, which is incredible. There's very few veterans. So Dallas Goedert's the other tight end, number 88. He's been in the league since 18. Offensive line, which is battling some stuff. Lane Johnson will be out. He's one of the best right tackles in the league. He's dealing with some personal issues. Jason Kelsey, Landon Dickerson inside. Left tackle, he just paid. Jordan Mailata, 68. This is a scary offense because they are very good at the 11 personnel groupings, which is one running back, one tight end, three wide receivers. They can spread you out. The quarterback's a running threat. We all know how much the Bucks like to blitz, so if they do blitz, they have to get him, Jalen Hurts, or he becomes a problem. He's had a very good season. He had a rough game last week. A lot of it wasn't his fault, the circumstances in the game, but he put together a really good drive when they needed it, and they won an important road game at Carolina. Defensively, technically a 4-3 team. They run almost exclusively a 4-2-5. Very, very, very good defensive line. Derek Barnett, 96, one DN. Josh Sweat, the other DN, 94. Now, this is where they're special. The interior positions. Veteran, long-term stud, 91, Fletcher Cox. 2012 first-round pick. And in a really, really good free agency move from a guy who was on a very good defense, and he's just having a ridiculous interior rushing season. Javon Hargrave was a nose guard in the 3-4 defense for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now he's playing like an under-tackle position and putting up great numbers. Obviously, it helps that he and Fletcher Cox are inside, but basically you have three people to block those two guys, and it creates a lot of problems. I mentioned they're 4-2-5. And mostly Eric Wilson plays the mic. He's 50. And Alex Singleton, 49. He plays the will. Gerard Avery is the Sam. When they do the Sam, when they go to nickel and dime, they take Gerard Avery out usually. The other two, 50, Wilson and Singleton, 49, play. This is a good situation they have. When they're in a 4-3 look, and it's an overfront, and they will have five men on the line of scrimmage. That almost is always an indication of a blitz. This is a very minimal blitz team. They do almost all zone. They make you drive the length of the field and make a couple plays. They figure Fletcher Cox and Javon Hargrave will get in and disrupt a couple plays. You'll kick field goals or punt. But so when they have the five-man look In the 4-3, that's almost always a blitz indicator. Other than that, zone, very heavy zone team. Good secondary, not great. Very good corner group. Old friend for Tom Brady, Steven Nelson, Kansas City Chiefs. It's the right corner, number 3. Darius Slay, big play Slay, Detroit Lions fans represent. Number 2, he had 2 interceptions last week, played very well. Steven Nelson played very well last week, too. And this team, I think, is a better fit for him than Kansas City, where they did a lot of blitzing and different things and put him in positions that weren't always best for him. And also, he's got a clearly established number 1 corner ahead of him. He's kind of miscast in Kansas City. Darius Slay is really good. Vontae Maddox, one of the better nickel corners in the league, number 29. Zach McPherson, a rookie, 27, is the 4th guy. He'll get a little in there because the way the Bucks with their group of receivers. Big free agent signing, free safety, Anthony Harris, 28, from the Minnesota Vikings. Also a good player. Roddy McLeod, who was on the team when Tommy played him in the Super Bowl, number 23. Big bomber guy at strong safety. Arian Sippus, the punter, he was really good last week. Yeah, they haven't had him punt very much because it's such a good offense, but he was really good last week in the game I watched against Carolina. And Jake Elliott, who's been here a while, I believe they got him off the practice squad for the Cincinnati Bengals a couple years ago, so it's good. This is a good team. The Bucks are going to have to play well. Any of these short week games, and with Tommy, with his finger and thumb situation, isn't ideal, but hey, it's as Tommy said in his press conference the other day, they sign up for a contact sport. Bucks should be able to run the ball on these guys, be physical, push them around, and get some pressure on Hurts, and take away Devontae Smith and Hurts and big third downs. Injury updates, real simple. Levante David, out. Rob Gronkowski, out. And Antoine Winfield, out. It's going to be hard for Antoine Winfield to get back for this game with the concussion protocols. Levante's got some kind of ankle sprain. And Gronk, if there was a Sunday game, he might have had a better chance to play. But the extra 10 days, that's one of the advantages. When you have the Thursday game, you have like 10 days window for the next game. So hopefully the guys will be close to getting back. I think Gronk's pretty close. And I think Antoine will be back too for the next game. So enjoy the game. Be back post-game. This is Jay Flannery, the Beaver, for Beaver World, powered by M. Dunfield by Pete's House. LFG.